Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Yom Sheni, LeParashat Bo. So, very interesting. We're in Perek Dalet of Kohelet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So Shlomo HaMelech continues discussing. Last time he spoke about Tov Yeled Miskin V'Chacham, if you remember, the pitiful young wise man, wise kid, is better than an old foolish king. So now we said a few pshatim on that. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Ki mibet hasurim yatza limloch. From over here, it's talking about from the lowest, most downtrodden place filled with odor, this kid can come out and be a king. Ki gam bemalchuto nolad rash, which means, one second, says Rashi, מי שמלך באדם נולד הרע שמסכן הטוב ממנו, הוא בא מתוך תאורה ולא מתוך תינוף את הרחם. Which means, second. Oh wow, it's a reference to a person. Where does a person come from? A person emerges from the womb, which is a, you know, dirty, kind of not bad, but it's kind of a, you know, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, what's a person? Da me'ayin bata mitipas rucha. From, you know, just a seed. So that's where a person came from, and you're born into the world and you can become a gadol. And from the, you know, when you come into the kingdom, which is the kingdom, a person can be a tzaddik, and a person who's a king, who's a person who can, what's a king? A person who controls himself, a person who controls his desires, a person who controls his mind. Where does it come from? Nolad Rash, the poor man, we all came from the same place, you know? We are all basar vadam. That's the comforting part. You know, the greatest people to ever walk the earth, they came from the same place we did. We all started at the same point, and we have the opportunity that Rambam writes that each Jew has the ability to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not an easy feat, but you know, we're born with that opportunity. Yeah? So, says the next pasuk, Tedvav, Ra'iti et kol ha'chaim המהלכים תחת השמש. I saw all living beings traversing under the sun. האם הילד השני אשר יעמוד תחתיו? With the second child that's going to be instead of them, which is reference over here. The Rashi HaKadosh says that Kol HaChaim over here refers to Zedor HaMabul. Shlomo HaMelech says, I dated back to Dor HaMabul, and after Dor HaMabul was wiped out, if you remember the generation of the flood, they were so evil in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to annihilate the entire generation, the whole creation. And who was after that? Hayeled HaShani, who was the second born, or who was the generation right after? Noach and his children, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Noach and his children should continue the legacy of creation. Says the next pasuk, En Ketz Lechol Ha'am. There's no limit to the entire nation. לכל אשר היה לפניהם, to anything that there was before them, גם האחרונים לא ישמחו בו. Even the later ones will not rejoice in it. כי גם זה הבל ורעיון רוח. This is also futile and nonsense. What is this pasuk talking about? It says, this is referring to the generation of the Mabul. They were having children, Rashi HaKadosh says, Zara'am nachon lifneim, isha mit'abedet v'yoledet l'shlosha yamim. They were having too many children. They were giving birth, they were conceiving and giving birth within 3 days. That was the, it dropped down from 9 months to 3 days. And he says, you know, that was the Dor HaMabul. That was the Dor HaMabul. And what happened in one moment, there were so many people, they procreated so quickly. And as a result of the sins of the Dor HaMabul, what happened in one instant? Everything was erased. The Acharonim, the generation after, the Dor HaPelaga, which was the nation, the generation that Kavyachol tried to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Babylon, they also were not rejoicing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, after the Mabul, Hashem gave the world a second chance. One generation after, what did they do already? They started worshipping Avodah Zarah, trying to fight against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave you a new chance. Hashem gave you, breathed new life into the world. And what do? Rejoice with it. No, they didn't. They started fighting against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what was the end of these people too? They had the same end, and you know, they followed the Yetzer Hara, and they were decimated, just like the Dor HaMabul. They were, you know, banished to different places of the earth. A lot of them died. They killed each other. And that that was the Dor HaPelega. What are you saying, Ariel? Mat Omer.
Why does he use the word like Am, like nation, instead of like Dor? He's talking about like this generation, like this generation, this time in history. Why does he say like Am?
I mean, that was the nation then. The nation of the world was that generation. Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPelega, the Chule. So, let's see the last pasuk in the Perek. Last pasuk in the Perek. Shemor raglecha. Kasher telech el beta Elohim. Guard your feet when you go to the house of God. Vekarov lishmoa, and be close to hearing. Miteta kesilim zavas, from giving, or from the giving of fool, from fools giving a korban. Ki enam yodaim la'asot ra, for they don't know to do any evil. What is referred to? He says, make sure that when you bring korbanot, we know that there are different korbanot that can be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaElohim over here is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. How many forms of korbanot are there? Ola, Chatat, Asham, Shelamim. Says Shlomo HaMelech, even when you come to the Beit HaMikdash with a korban, make sure it's the right korban. Meaning what? Two of the korbanot, Chatat and Asham, are sin offerings. Bring those if you need to, but try not to bring those. Make sure the korbanot that you bring are happy korbanot. Shlamim, korban todah, korban Pesach. Today we start Tamid Nishchat. Zeh Yom. Yeah? From today until the end of the Masechet, talk about all the dinim of korban Pesach.
Arve Pesachim is...
Arve Pesachim is also mostly korban Pesach. Achilat HaPesach. Yeah? Anyway, and he says, by doing this, v'karov lishmoa, you'll be close to hearing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, and you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather this more than the kesil, than the fool bring a korban. Because when the fool brings a korban, what kind of korbanot does he have to bring? Sin offerings, chatat, asham. And he ends off and says, ki enam yudaim la'asot ra. It's mamash like Ruach HaKodesh about this generation. They don't even know to do bad. What does that mean? These fools, they don't even know that they're doing bad to themselves. They're so far gone, they're so lost, that even the chata'im that they do, they don't know that they are shooting themselves in the foot. They mamash have no clue. Sounds like our generation, no? A lot of people just have absolutely no clue. You know, Pesach is about 2.5 months away. Don't tell that to the women, they freak out. Anyway, okay. Lo kacha? I just mentioned it on Shabbat.
They agitated.
Huh?
They agitated.
They freak out. Lo kacha? They...
I got my first, is this kosher Pesach?
Oh, really? Right? Yeah. Anyway. Avan mikol makom. Ezra. Ezra. Ata nira ayom. Chatan. Chatan ata. So he says like this. So, avan mikol makom. Akol. Akol bezat Hashem. Yeah, I have to give the shiur. I'll talk to you soon. Mikol makom, in the Haggadah shel Pesach, we find, keneged arba'a banim dibera Torah. Echad chacham, v'echad rasha', v'echad tam, v'echad shenei yodea lish'al. The fourth kid, he's not wise, and he's not wicked, and he's not simple, he's not naive. What is he? He's just, he has no clue. This generation is a bunch, you know, of people who just pashut have no clue what they're doing, and they don't know what they're doing to themselves, and it's a chaval. It's a big chaval. That's the generation that we find ourselves in, Rabotai. We'll continue Bezat Hashem tomorrow with Pirkei. Moving right along. I'm going to put the night on. I'm going to minimize it.